The Stikine is a transboundary river that runs from near Wrangell into Canada, so the two countries share the king salmon harvest. Most of the kings are spawning at the Taltan River, just over 100 miles from the Stikine's mouth. Managers on both sides of the border want there to be enough kings to spawn for future years, and if possible, allow for subsistence, commercial, and sport fishing. Like king salmon in many other parts of Alaska, the Stikine run has diminished over the past decade. The low point was in 2009, when the Stikine saw only 16,000 kings. But numbers have improved slightly in recent years, and in 2012, there were enough kings for a limited commercial opening. And that's the same thing this year. The projected run is 33,900 fish. Canada is allowed to harvest 4,700. The U.S., 1,100. The state has called an opening for commercial troll fishing and drift gill netting in nearby District 8 on May the 2nd. Troll fishing will open at about midnight and gill netting at 8 a.m. They will be 24-hour openings.
And allowable catches on the smaller side, so it's something we're going to have to watch closely.
Troy Tines is the area management biologist for the Alaska Department of Fish and Game.
You know, probably looking at limited openings in the drift gill net fishery for, you know, one day a week with possible area restrictions until we get our in-season forecast. So probably for 3 weeks or so, and it depends on how much effort we have.
Historically, about 30 boats start the season in the drift gill net fishery, and more participate as it progresses. In the peak years, like 2006, there were upwards of 110 boats. That year saw the largest run on record at 90,000 kings, so the commercial openings were more generous. Records have been kept on the Stikine River since the late 70s. This year, fishing will be limited to only areas past the flats at the mouth of the river. The king estimate could change as the run actually happens.
Generally, the peak of the Stikine River king salmon run is through the marine waters, through the salt waters off the flats, is generally the last week of May, the first week of June.
If the in-season numbers are similar to pre-season ones, then Alaska's allowable harvest will jump up from 1,100 to 3,600 fish. Managers get in-season data through a joint tagging project with Canada, which is a mark and recapture program. The tagging will start in May, and Tines says it takes fishermen participation to help make it work.
Occasionally those fish will back out of the river and get caught in the various fisheries. And so if fishermen can just, they can keep those fish, no problem keeping them. If they can just return the tag to our port samplers or to Fish Game Office, that's going to help us in our assessment projects. And especially if they catch a fish with a radio tag, if they can return those to the Fish and Game, and we can reuse those tags, they're pretty expensive.
Sport fishermen will also have more opportunity this year. Tina says sport fishing will be liberalized starting May 1st.
And that's part of the U.S. having allowable catch. So that's kind of the trigger for them. If the U.S. has allowable catch, then the sport fishery can be liberalized just in District 8.
Also harvested in District 8 will be king salmon from hatcheries at Anita Bay and Crystal Lake. They typically run a little later in May. In Petersburg, I'm Angela Denning.